should be created, koydem shenivroelam, before the world was created. But Hashem didn't. The loy nivro, and he did not create them. In zomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shosta mechol dor v'dor, Hashem spread them out in all the generations, v'heinein azeponim. These are the people that are azeponim, that don't have respect. Shrashi koydem shenivroelam means, nigzer aleim liboris liyas koydem man Torah. Really, man Torah was supposed to be first given after 1,000 generations. Lakaya Mashinemar Dovar Tsiva Lelavdor. Shem says the Elavdor, that will be the Dovar, that will be the Torah. Ruyoisa Torah Linosan Lasaif Elavdor. Really Hashem should have given the Torah after 1,000 generations. Ukashiro Shainola Meskayim Bele Torah, because Baruch Hu saw the world cannot exist without the Torah, is Omad Vitordam Vinostan Lasaif Chovdoris. Hashem gave the Torah after 26 generations. Mayodam Rishan Ad Mesh Rabbeinu. There are 26 generations. So his extra 974, he spread out all over the future generations, and he's dashing now Laganai for the beard that these were the Azay Potem, these were the people that don't have respect. Shebador. For Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Asher Kerem Tula Bracha, no, forget, it means there's a Bracha, these were good people. The Pasuk is talking about the Tzadikim. That means Eilu Talmidei Chachomim, Shem Hizkamotim Atzmon Adivrei Teilu Bala Mazir. That they work very hard, they lower themselves on this world, learning Torah. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalo Lehen Soid Yerlam Abor. When they come up to Yerlam Abor, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megalo to them the Soidus of the Torah. Things they didn't understand on this world, Hashem explains to them on the next Yerlam Abor. Shinyam the Pasuk says, Nohor Yoitzek Yisoidim. Her goes out, Yisoidim means that Yisoidus would be told to them later on. Omalei Shmuel Lechaya, so Shmuel said to Chaya Bar Rav, Bar Rai, he was the son of a big Talmud Chochem, that so Shmuel told him, Toakum, Emelechom Milsam Mahani Mila Miao Yisa, let me tell you over some very good things, to have Omer Ovuch, that your father used to say. So Shmuel was coming to Chaya Bar Rav now and telling him over things that his father said. Said like this, Kol Yoim Eviyoim every day, Nivroyin Malachai Hashoris. There are no Malchei Hashoris created. Minohor Dinor, from Nohor Dinor. The Amri Shira, and they say Shira to Hashem Obatli, and then they just destroy it. That's the whole creation, is just to say Shira to Hashem. Shinem Raposik says, Chadoshim Labkorim Rabbe Munasecha. Shashi Rabbe Munasecha, Rabbe Tilasecha Leim. There's a lot of tila that they're saying. Upligi the Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. The Hiyagas on the Shmuel ben Achmeni. The Yomer of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yomer of Yonasim. Kol Dibo v'Dibo sheyetzim apia Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every Dibo, every word that comes out of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mouth is Nivro Mimenu Malach Echad. There's a Malach that's created from every Dibo of Hashem. Shinem Raposik says, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. With the words of Hashem, the Shemayim was created, of Ruach Piv, Kol Tzavon. And also, Ruach Piv from his mouth is Kol Tzavon. That's his whole Tzavon, the Malachim. Kostav Echoreim, one Pasuk says, Levushay Kiseleg Chir. This is new Kasha now. One Pasuk says, Levushay, the Lovush by Hashem, is white, Kiseleg Chir, like white snow, Vesayir Reshe Kiyom Nikiyah, Noka. And his hair is white, like white wool. The Ksiv, another Pasuk says, Koitsoisov, Taltalim Shchiris, Kerev, that Hashem's hair is black like an arrow, like a raven. Shchiris the Sphira. So Mer says, Lekasha, Kan v'yeshiva, Kan b'machoma. Depends what Hashem is doing. When Hashem is sitting down in peaceful times, then he's like a zoken, it looks like white. When it's out m'choma, the Mer says, the Yom Amar, Ein l'cho no v'yeshiva l'zoken. Who is good to be in yeshiva, sitting down, but peaceful time, that's like a zoken, an older person, Hashem looks like white. But the best one to go out to fight is with young, so therefore then Hashem has black hair, as if to say it looks like a giber, like a young giber. Kosev Echoran, one Pasuk says, Karseho Sevivon Diner. Shashi Mashma Kisa Yechad. Mashma is one Kisa in front of Hashem. Karseho Sevivon Diner. Hashem's Kisa came out from fire from the Diner. The Kosov Echoreimer, Aden Carson, Romo, Vyatik Yemen, Yosef, Mashma, Carson, plural. There were two Kiseis. So Mashma Hashem has two kiseis next to him. Rashi Kasim Rama. Yeah. So that's the steer in the two psukim here. That one pasuk is Mashmi, only has one kisei, and one pasuk is Mashmi, he has two kiseis. So the Marin says, Loikasha. Echod loy, v'yechod l'dover, enechnami. One is fim, and one for Dover HaMelech. That Hashem has a special kisei for Dover HaMelech. K'natani, like we learned, Echod loy, v'yechod l'dover, divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva said, that's Pshat the psukim. Hashem has a special kisei next to him for Dover HaMelech. Omer loy, Rabbi Yosef Lili. Akiva, ad mosayat oisa shchina choyl. How could you make that the shchina Hashem choyl? Shrashi choyl. Lo hishiv adem betzido. You say that Hashem put someone right next to him. It can't be. Elo, but it's pshat in the two kiseis like this. Echo the din v'echo tzedaka. Hashem has one kisei sits on when he does din judgment, and one of the tzedaka like barachmin. Two different kisei Hashem has. It's a kisei barachmin, a kisei of din. Kibla minei, the Gemara says, or the kibla minei, did he accept it or not? So Tosh, you know, did he accept this answer or not? They say that there's not one for Dovid HaMelech, but rather one was for Din and one was for Tzedakah. Toshima, echol Din, v'echol Tzedakah, divrei Rabbi Akiva. You see, he accepted it. One is for Din and one is for Tzedakah. It's good. Omer lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Elazar ben Azariah said, even this is not right pshat. Akiva, malach leitzel Agoda. What are you doing? Learn darshin psukim by Agoda. Klach midivru asecha eitzel negoyim v'olis. Go rather learn shtakim and yonim. Hey, go learn mishnayis negoyim olis. Don't go into darshin psukim here. Why is he didn't like his pshat the pasuk either? Elo echo the kisev yechel leshafrof. About there's only one kisei Hashem has, not two kiseis. So what the pasuk means is Hashem has the chair, the kisei, for shafrof. That's the footstool he has. Kisei leishivolov, the kisei has to sit on, and shafrof ladoim raglov, that's the footstool that he puts his feet on. That's the pshat the two psukim. So Avad Hashem himself only has one kisei. Just one is to sit on, and one is for his foot. Shenema, the pasuk says, Hashemayim kisei, the Shemayim is Hashem's kisei, the yoretz adoim raglai, and the yoretz, that's the place where his feet stay. So that's the two things. There's a kisei, and there's a footstool. Kiyosi Ravimi Yama, when Ravimi came and said like this, Shmoina Asora Klolois Kilo Yishayo Es Yisrael, that Yishayo gave 18 different curses about Klal Yisrael. They're saying the bad things that's happening to Klal Yisrael. Again, Yishayo was right before the Churban Abayis. He was saying about the Klolos, he was telling Klal Yisrael all the bad that you are doing. Strashi Kilo Yishayo Es Yisrael Kloima Nisnava Leyum Yutches Pronis. He said about them, you're going to get back 18 punishments for all the ra, all the bad that you are doing. But still the Gemara says, when Iskara Daitoi, he did like finish. He said, this is not enough. Ashomalem Amikros Dretl, he said the last pasuk, that Yiravu Hanar B'Zokhin, so there come a time that the young children are going to act not nice to the Zokhin, the older person, V'Hanikla B'Nichbat. And the Nikla means a person that's not respectful is going to be like a ruler over the Nikhbet, over the respectful person. That there'll be a chutzpah, that the young ones won't look up to the Zakeh and they'll talk back to the older people. Shrashi, Yiravu means his goal. They'll think they're greater. As the young will think they're greater than the older, and the Nikla, people that are not respectful, will think they're greater than the respectful people. Now, Shmoina Asara Klolis Maninu. What are the psukim where Yishayel said these 18 Klolis? The Yisir the Pasuk says, Kihineya Adon Hashem Tzavokos. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mesim Yushlaim is going to take away from Yushlaim and Yehuda from Yehuda. Mishong, this is one Klala, one Peronius. Hashem is going to take away the support. Umishana, also the support. What does this mean? Kol Mishan Lechem Kol Mishan Mayim. The support of bread and the support of water. Gibor, there's going to be no Gvura, take away the Gibor, the strong people. The Ish Muhammad will take away the Ish Muhammad. Shofet, the Novi, is going to take away from Klal Yisrael, the Shofet, the Neviim. The Kaisein, the Zokain, we'll see what the more will explain each one. The Zokain, Sar Hamishim, the head of 50, the Nesui Yeponim, people that are respectful to give, to act nice to, the Yoyis, people that give you counsel. The Chocham and Harashim, people keep quiet. The Novin that understand, Lochush here. That Hashem will take away all these Choshma people, Hashem will take away from Klal Yisrael. The Nasati, Mother Hashem, going to give them the course of Averus. The Orim, Sarayim, the young people will be their kings. The Salulim, Yimshlubam. And the young kids will rule over them. That's us Nabi instead of the Chachamim, they're going to have young kids. Right, and now it explains. Mishon, what does mean Hashem will take away the support? Eilu Bali Mikra. There's not going to be any more Bali Mikra. They won't know Chumash world. They won't know the Mikra. Mishana, the staff-like, Eilu Bali Mishnah. These are the people that know Mishnayis well. Hashem is going to take away from Christ, so there won't be any more people to know Mikra and to know even Mishnayis. Kegoin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima, the Chaderov. These are the people that really know Mishnah. Pligi bo Rav Pop of Rabbonis, Machlokes of Pop of Rabbonin. Chadama once said, Sheish meyo is Sidrei Mishnah. In Amali Mishnayisin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima had, he had 600 Sidrei Mishnah. That's called knowing real Mishnah. We only have Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, we only have. He had 600. In other words, by him, Mishnayisin were Klolim, and he had so many different Klolim. He was Makabah from his Rebbe, he had 600 Mishnayisin. That was called the Baal Mishnah. And Chadama once says, no, Sheva Meyos Sidrei Mishnah. He had 700 different Storm of Mishnayisin. That's how much Torah he knew. Faita, Kol Mishon Lechem. What does it mean, Kol Mishon Lechem? Pasuk says that means Eilu Bali Talmud. Hashem is going to take away people that know Gemara. Bali Talmud are going to be taken away. Rashi says Lechem Eilu Bali Ashas. She yesh nismoich al harosun kismichas lechem. Just like you are satisfied in bread, that's what keeps you going. Who are then Bali Haron, people know Gemara, they're also musmach, we rely on them. Now Hashem will take away Kol Mishon Lechem. She never the pasuk says lechu lachmai balachmai. So Mashma, these are the people that the Baal HaRoah will be taken away. The Chol Mishon Mayim, all the support of water, what does that mean? Eila Baal HaGodah, people not a darshan, Baal HaGodah, Seil HaGodah, the stories, the mice is in the Gemara. She Moishka Libra Shol Odom Kemayim, like Musa, that's Moishka, draws your leiv like water, draws you closer to Hashem. Really, the Vilna Gaon used to say, his Musa Sefer was Zayin Yaakov. I mean, just learning through Haggadahs and Shas, the Haggadahs, that's Moshe Chalei, that mamish makes your heart draw closer to Hashem. Kemayim Bagodah. Gibor, what does Gibor mean? Zu Bali Shmus. Somebody knows over all the Bali Shmus means things you heard over from your Rebbe. Things that don't say in the Gemara, but you heard it over from your Rebbe. That's called a Shmua, what you heard over. Shashi Bal Shmuis. He heard over a lot of lochas from his Rebbe, and it's in his mouth, clearly, he could say it over. That's called Baal HaShemus, these were also taken away. Is that what Hashem took away an army? Doesn't mean people know how to fight mamish, it means people know how to fight in learning Torah. They know how to talk back and forth, like Tamir Chomim, they argue back and forth, that's called Mecham Tosha Torah. He says a swear this way, and he says, no, you're wrong. He brings a proof. This Gemara is a proof. And that Gemara, that's called Mecham Tosha Torah. Shoifet, what's a Shoifet Zadayin? Toshit, Shedan De Nemes Lamitoy. A Shoifet means a judge that passed in the right halacha, Dan De Nemes Lamitoy. Novi Kemashmo, Hashem takes away Nevi'im, that's like it says, there won't be any more Nevi'im in Klai Yisrael. Kaisim, what is it? Kaisim means the Melech, a ruler. It means the Melech. Shenema Kisim Ashif Se Melech. I mean, Hashem took away, there won't be any more Malachim in Klai Yisrael.
Alright, turn over.
Zokin, what does Zokin mean? Zesherol Yeshiva. Some that's right, a sin Yeshiva, and sounds to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Some that's a big Talmud Chacham. Shrashi, Lo Lezhebe Yeshiva, Velitum Emenu Eitzo, you should be able to take advice from him. Bechol Dov HaChochma. Anything you want to ask, he can come, you can ask him, and he'll tell you. That's called by Yeshiva. He could sit down peacefully and talk over all your problems, he'll tell you Divrei Chochma. Sar Chamishim, what's the head of Chamishim? Al Tikri, Sar Chamishim, don't read the head, the ruler of Chamishim, El Sar Chumshim. That means the head of a Chumish. That means Zeh Sheyodeya Lisa Vlitim Chamishim Chumshim Torah. Somebody knows clearly, Chamishim Chumshim Torah, clear back and forwards. He could like argue back and forwards, he knows it clearly. Tavrach, another pshat is, Sar Chamishim, what is Sar, the head of 50, like a Bavua. The Yom Rabbi Avua, Mikan Shein Mamidin Miturgmim Alatzibor Tochus Mechamishim Shona. When a Rashiv is giving a drasha, whoever's giving the drasha, you have a Miturgmim, somebody that interprets it, that says it over in their language, they understand it. He has to be at least 50 years old. So that's what Sacha Misha means. He was 50 years old. The interpreter was 50 years old. But the Nesu Yeponim was taken away. What's called Nesu Yeponim? Zeh Shenoisnim Ponim Ladoroi Bavuroi Lamala. That means in Shemayim, they respect this person and they act nice to this world because of that tzaddik. Kegoring of Mechanina Ben Dois Lamata. So in Mechanina Ben Dois Lamata, the more says Mechanina Ben Doiso, Kol Olam Nizun Beshur Chanina Beni. That the whole world got there and Mizoinas was fed because of Chanina Beni, Chanina Ben Doiso. And Kegoring of Yavua Ben Kisri, yeah. And Kegoring of Yavua Ben Kisri. He also. The Bible says, because of each tzaddikim, in Shemayim they give a lot. Rashi says, Hashem feeds us b'schus the tzaddikim. Going to Chanina ben Doisek, Chanina b'Yalma. Kol Olam meina nizun ele b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The whole world gets the nourishment because of Chanina b'ni. Once heard the pshat, and wanted to say the pshat is that when a tzaddik does mitzvahs, he deserves to get reward. That's the mitzvahs. When you do a mitzvah, Hashem gives reward. A tzaddik doesn't want reward for himself. He tells Hashem, give reward to somebody else. Slamaisa, a mitzvah, the pshat, we always say, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The schar for doing a mitzvah is another mitzvah. And the pshat is, Hashem likes to give. And if you give Hashem the opportunity to give, that's also a mitzvah. Now, what is, if you do a mitzvah, that gives Hashem the opportunity to give. So, tzaddikim do mitzvahs, they give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity to give. Now, who do you get? Usually goes to you. But if you're a big tzaddik, you tell Hashem, I don't need it, don't give it to me, give it to other people. So because the Chanina ben Dois, he was such a big tzaddik, all his chusim, all the reward that he was supposed to get, he said, don't give it to me, give it to the whole generation. So the whole generation, plus those mefarnes, got substance because of Chanina b'ni. That's what it says. Chanina b'ni was enough cheruv. He had one box of tree from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, that's all he ate. He didn't need more. The rest he gave away to his soldier. That's shown to the same shot by Rebbes, some people in Chassidish are like that. At the Rosh, we get a bracha the same thing. The way he gives a bracha is, his chusim gives away to other people. A tzaddikim all don't need the reward for themselves. So they need to give it away to other people. So such a matzav, a tzaddik give away his reward to other people. Right. Yoyitz, what does yoyitz mean? Sheyedei ala avishonim. They know how to make the year an extra year. An extra month in the year. To be kovei chadashim, know exactly when the Rosh Chodesh is. The chochom, what's a chochom? Zeh talmid ha-machkim es rabbeisav. A talmid that makes his rebbe smart. That's called a chochom. Because yeah, he listens good to shir, and he asks good questions, and because of that, his rebbe also becomes smart. Chavoshim, what's chavoshim? Chavoshim means people keep quiet. Bishor means bishor shepaseach v'divrei Torah kol nasim kechoshim. That when he starts giving a shir, everybody's quiet. Everybody's like dumb. And there's this guy, he gives such a shear, everybody else has to be so quiet. The novel, what does novel mean? Understanding, Zehamevin, Dovim, Mitech Dovim. Somebody understands one thing from another thing. That's called the Mevin. You know one halacha, and from this halacha you can understand something else also. That's called the Mevin. Lochush, what does that mean? Zeshiroyo limtsaloy divrei Torah, shenitna balachash. She's a person that deserves to have Torah, that was given over quietly. Hashem gave the Torah over balachash quietly. Rashi says, Kugoyin av bezdin v'libe. He said, why is quietly? Then the then he says back, instead of all this, Hashem is going to give that be Orim Sarayim, the young kids will be the princes, will be the heads. My Vinasati Norim Sarayim, Omri Ablaza, Elo Vinayodim, Sheminoarim and Amitzvahs, that they're empty for mitzvahs, those are going to be the new rulers. And Matalulim Yimshlovom, and the young kids will be rulers over you, Omri Apopo Bar Yaakov. Tali b'ni tali. Tali b'ni tali. I mean, the fox, the son of a fox. Like, he doesn't know anything, and his father also didn't know anything. These are the people that are going to rule over us. But still, Yeshayo wasn't satisfied yet. Hashomelem, till he told them the worst klola. This is the worst klola. That Yiravu Hanar Bezokin. There comes such chutzpah that the young people will be, think they're greater than the older generation. What does that mean? that the people don't have any mitzvahs, Yiravu b'mishim amulu b'mitzvahs. They'll think they're greater, they'll have gaivra over the Talmid Chachamim, the people that do have mitzvahs. Kerimayim, like mamish people are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. V'ha nikla b'nichvad, what does that mean? Nikla means somebody doesn't deserve respect. They'll think they're greater b'nichvad, somebody that deserves respect. Yovu mi, shechamura is doim lo kakalis. Somebody that even the chomad that commits to this, to him is like nothing. It's like kal, very easy. And they'll think the irrevel, they think they're greater than me, shekala is doim lo kakamuris. And dobra nichvad means somebody takes even the smaller things very seriously. Every little mitzvah we take seriously. Every little aver we take seriously. So these new will think they're greater than the old. Omer Rav Katina, afilo bisho bishas kishloin nashim shlaim. Even at the time when Yishlaim was being destroyed, lo poskum hem bali amona. There was always bali amona by Klal Yisrael. There was always some bali amona was still there. People that still had, you could still have trust in. Shinamar Apostle says, ki yitfosh ish biyochiv, beis oviv, that one person hold on to his brother and saying, Simlo lemer, Simlo lecho, you have a clothing, kotzen tielon, you should be our leader. That what does that mean? Dvorim shebne yodim is chasin besimlo, yesh netach shedecha. Things that people hide underneath them, like the clothing, you have, in other words, you're a Talmud Chochem. So they'll come to these Bali and Moon and say, you're great, you should be the leader. Trashi yesh netach shedecha min klema ataboki. Then you're a boki in these in Torah, so you should rule over us. V'ya mechshol ha'azois. But this mechshol, what does that mean? Mava mechshol ha'azois. That means dvorim she'ein b'nei yodim oimdim aleim elim kem nichshu v'hem. Certain things you don't understand the right way until first you make a mistake. From your mistakes you learn. There are certain things you only learn the right way after you made a mistake. That's called dvorim she'ein b'nei yodim oimdim aleim elim kem nichshu v'hem. First you nichshu, you make the mistake, and you learn from your mistakes. So yesh netach shedecha. These people know it already, and they went through life. So they wanted them to be the rulers. As yisa b'yayim hu leimer, lo yeya choyvesh, v'veisi ein lechem. These people themselves answered back and said, no, we don't want to be the rulers, and v'veisi ein lechem, we don't have any bread there, we ain't simul, we don't have any clothing.
Don't make us the rulers over the people. Then now the Gemara adoption is the posik. That Yisa, what does it mean Yisa, and Yisa el Eloshin Shvur? It only means a Eloshin of swearing. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisisa Hashem Malakecha. Don't swear with Hashem's name.
Shenemla, Lo Yisisa Hashem Malakecha. You don't swear with Hashem's name. Lo Yeya Chayvish, what does that mean? Lo Hayisi Mi Chayshve Beis Hamedrish. I was not from the people that was Chayvish, that was bound to the Beis Hamedrish. Obebesi and lechem, my house, I don't have any lechem. V'yensim, I don't have any food, any clothing. What does that mean? They answered back to say, she'ain v'yodi le'mikra v'le'mishna. You think we know a lot? No, we don't know anything. That's what they swore back, like we don't want to be the ruler, because we don't know. She'ain v'yodi le'mikra v'le'mishna. We don't know mikra, we don't know mishna. V'le'i gemara. They don't know any gemara.
So this is the proof, like we said before, that there were anshei amona, that there were people trustworthy, like here, bizman churban abayis. They did not lie, but they said, we do not know Gemara, we do not know Mishnah. So you see, there are Bali Amona. Gemara says, no, maybe here there's no proof. If they would have said we did learn, they would have said prove it. Like, so that's why they didn't want to lie, but maybe they weren't that trustful. Gemara says, no, Hevel Elameimer, Gomar V'Shochach. Just for that, they could have just said, true, we learned, but we forgot. But since they said, no, we did not learn in the first place, that shows they were Bali Amona, they were trustworthy people.
They were trustworthy people. But the people told them, you know a lot. And they said back, no, don't make the mistake, we don't know. You see, they're trustworthy people. So Mora says, no, here's no proof. Dilma shani yosom, tiyomalu gemirno, amrulay emalon. That they couldn't lie, because they would have said, yes, like we do know. So they would have said, okay, show. Like, put up. Show us what you know. So therefore, they had to say we don't know. Because if they would have agreed that we don't know, right away they would have been caught. They would have asked the Mishnah, and they said they can't tell. So that's not called Bali Amona. Samura says, no. Eimelon, Hevel Elameimah, Goma V'Shochach. What they should have said better is that we learned and we forgot. Since they said they didn't learn in the first place, that's called Bali Amona. Ma'lo Yeya Chayvish. What does it mean I wasn't locked up? Lo Yeya Chayvish Klal.
Like, I did not learn at all. I didn't learn anything.
It was mashma so far, there were Bali Amona there. This Moriah Saini is not that way. V'yoma rovo loichorvu Yerushalayim at sheposku mimenu bal yemona. Yerushalayim was only chorv first after it stopped all the trustworthy people. Shenemar aposik says shertetu b'chutzas Yerushalayim uru nodu ubikshu b'choy v'seo im timse ish im yeshoyse mishpot mevake shemona v'yeslachlo. Hashem's like, we're going to find anybody in Yerushalayim that has a mona and I'll forgive you. Mashmat, Yerushalayim was only chori after there was no more Bali and mona. Nobody was trustworthy anymore. It wasn't like Kasha.